99.7 Today FM, Campbell River's hit music station. It's Ethan Morneau. And I had the chance to chat once again with Mayor Andy Adams and City Manager Deborah Sargent. Let's listen in to this week's discussion.
So I'm seeing you guys canceled your plans for a temporary campsite for the homeless on Homewood Road, and you are now exploring some alternative options for this temporary campsite. What can you tell me about this?
Well, Ethan, thank you. First off, as you're well aware, as you experience yourself personally every day, things are evolving and things are changing extremely quickly. And that we need to be able to ebb and flow with what Dr. Bonnie Henry is saying as far as the easing out of the restrictions and how we open back up. And with that comes other challenges working with the other levels of government as to where potential supportive funding comes from. So what we're looking at is it did take us a while to be able to get things rolling for that temporary camp. But the temporary camp was just that. It was temporary for the COVID period. And with things easing and with the challenges that we were experiencing, not only from the neighborhood, but also financially, we then made the decision that we really need to look at more permanent alternate options.
Okay.
And that's what we're doing.
Okay.
And working with all levels of government as to how we can best do something that's going to serve the most vulnerable on a long-term basis.
Okay.
And Ethan, we will be continuing to enforce our bylaws prohibiting public nuisance and camping, particularly in environmentally sensitive areas. And we'd really encourage our residents to contact our bylaw officers and the RCMP to report any concerns that they do have regarding our homeless and vulnerable population camping. All of the work that the city is doing is really to better address the current COVID pandemic and our public health concerns, and to provide security and support to all of the individuals in our community that are experiencing homelessness.
And Ethan, I think it's really important to keep it in context that, you know, with those that were displaced out of the apartment fire, it is just really added to the situation, and we are working very diligently we've found some temporary accommodation for those folks. Some have been able to find permanent housing, but there's still a fair number that are still looking. And so whether it's some of the projects that Linda's Place from the Canberra River Head Injury Support Group, our tenants are moving into that building as we speak. Mm-hmm. And we've also got other projects that have already been approved but are yet to begin construction, like the expansion to Rose Harbor. And those are the types of long-term permanent either supportive or low-cost affordable or subsidized housing that's required that we're continuing to work on to make sure we've got that.
Okay. So over the weekend, I read that a lot of park amenities have reopened. Any comment that you would like to...
Well, Ethan, I know that you're an avid pickleball player.
Oh, are you listening? Okay. Yeah.
So we're with the announcement of Minister Dix and Dr. Bonnie Henry, the guidelines have been adjusted for a gradual phased-in restart of activities.
Okay.
So we began on Friday and over the weekend to reopen some of the facilities and outdoor amenities, such as the outdoor washrooms, the dog park, the skate park, the bike park, some of the tennis courts and pickleball and disc golf. But as you can imagine, we are still running on skeleton staff and making sure that we've got the signage posted, made up and posted, and the facilities are cleaned up or swept and ready to go for use. So We're getting to those in a progressive manner, but some of them were open for the weekend, and we look forward to more opening. And as for the indoor facilities, Ms. Sargent and staff have been working on those. So, Ms. Sargent, if you want to...
Yeah, thank you, Mayor Adams. Our indoor recreation facilities remain closed at this time. We're awaiting provincial guidelines, but as Mayor Adams mentioned, we're also dealing with reduced staffing levels, and we have canceled our summer recreation programs. So we anticipate that our indoor facilities are going to remain closed for a longer period of time. And this is where, you know, trying to balance our own budgets and also manage the safety of all of our residents as well as our staff. So this is, as the province provides guidelines, we have that measured and thoughtful approach and careful approach to reopening. But just a note that it's going to take longer for our indoor recreation facilities right. to come back on stream.
Okay. And one of the things, just to add to that, Ethan, is that we're also cognizant that some of the services that we provide are also provided by the community or private sector. So we're really looking at prioritizing the services that aren't available elsewhere so that the public are getting the broadest range possible of amenities and opportunities, whether it's the private sector or community or the city of Campbell River.
So, Ethan, we do have some really good news. At the beginning of June, we will be having limited flights. We'll resume at the airport. So we are reopening the airport terminal to the public.
Okay.
And for more information, really encourage your listeners to visit our city website.
Okay.
We're also working on opening City Hall as soon as possible. Certainly our financial department for financial transactions with tax time and tax payments coming up, and looking at also opening the finance department for face-to-face transactions for garbage tags and bus passes.
Okay.
But this will be a limited opening, and we're still encouraging online payment if possible for taxes, and encouraging people if they would like to pay taxes by cash, they'll need to pay those at the bank this year. And just to give an idea, things are going to look very different as City Hall very gradually reopens. You can expect to see some physical barriers and some whole new protective health procedures in place to limit the number of people in the building and to also provide directions in terms of the flow of people as they come in to pay taxes and leave the building as well.
Thanks again, Mayor Andy Adams and City Manager Deborah Sargent, for chatting with me right here on 99.7 Today FM.